When you see a man with a beard and dark hair, you feel anxious, and then you realize that maybe he looks like your father and you didn't have a good relationship with him. Just it. So any pattern, collective or personal, when you detect it, you can. There's something more at that moment than that which you see. There is the seeing of it. Before, the pattern absorbed your consciousness completely. You wear it. You become it. You are the waiting, anxious, somewhat irritated person. There's no space around the irritation, around the stress of that moment. There's no space around it. You are in it. And then suddenly you see it. And one could say it is a stepping back, perhaps the deeper meaning of retreat. Because you're retreating not only from the world that you usually move in, you have to retreat also from the world in your head. You step back. And something arises that is not conditioned, and that is pure, simple, pure, miraculous consciousness, awareness, presence, whatever you want to call it. And that is the part in you that is not conditioned. Everything else is conditioned. The seeing, that is an energy field. I'm using seeing metaphorically. It's not necessarily with your eyes. The noticing, the seeing, you may feel it without, but there is the presence in which it is felt, which means suddenly there's space around that. And so it could be anything that you notice in yourself. It could be compulsive behavior, this or that, compulsive reaction. Almost everything is compulsive. Well, everything is compulsive when you are not there as the witnessing presence. Your entire movement of thought is compulsive. You can't stop, or you think you can't stop. And the mind loves to tell you that you cannot stop and make a problem out of that, which leads to further thinking. Why can't I stop my mind? I mean, that's what's wrong with me. I've been doing meditation for years. I've been coming to, and I still can't do it. There's no point in going on, is there? And then you believe in every thought. There's no point in going on. I might as well chuck it all in. And then suddenly you step back and you watch those thoughts. So this is the arising of something new in you. New in the sense that you hadn't noticed that dimension in yourself before. It was there all along, waiting underneath all the conditioned mind movements, but you didn't know it was there. And suddenly it arises. It kind of, at this time in the evolution of the planet and of humanity, that is pushing through from underneath all the conditioned collective stuff that people carry and identify with as themselves. Something else is pushing forward from deeper, a deeper dimension within you. it's almost like the eggshell needing to break. Something wants to come out of there. And so there comes a time when the shell, and which is really the shell of that egoic sense of self that consists of identification with thought, needs to break,